If you consider yourself a Christian, have you ever wondered, how do I know I am really saved? Hi, it's Pastor John from TreasureTop.com. A lot of believers doubt their salvation because they don't see any signs of real faith in their lives. You would think Christians should never doubt their decision to follow Christ. But the Bible actually encourages us to examine ourselves to see if we are truly in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5 in the New Living Translation says, "Examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is among you. If not, you have failed at the test of genuine faith." God has given us a checklist for how we can know for sure that we have eternal life in heaven, and it's found in 1 John 1:3. Take a look at that list. If you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, just pray this prayer and be guaranteed a reservation in heaven. "Jesus, come into my heart. I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins." Learn more at treasuretop.com. The list I was talking about in 1 John 1:3, so that you can know for sure that you have eternal life in heaven, starts with, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Of course, nobody will perfectly fulfill every item on the checklist every time, but you will see from the list if you are really moving in a direction that honors God and His Word. As we read in 1 John 1 and 3, the first test we come to is, do we have fellowship with believers, as well as the Father and the Son? Number two on the list, as seen in 1 John 1, beginning in verse 5, the Bible says, "God is light, in Him there is no darkness at all." If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. So a good question to ask here is, am I leading a double life, pretending to walk in that light, but in reality, walking in the dark side of life that we don't want anybody to know about? Third on the checklist, so that you can know for sure that you have eternal life in heaven, is, do we admit and confess our sin? 1 John 1:8 says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Number four on the checklist is, are we obedient to God's Word? 1 John 2:3-5 says, "And by this we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. Whoever says, 'I know Him,' but does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His Word, in him truly the love of God is perfected." Here's the fifth test, so that you can know for sure that you have eternal life in heaven, and it's found in 1 John 2:15. "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." This is the same thing as saying, are you living in the flesh or in the Word? In other words, is your life more about doing what feels good at the moment as opposed to what God's Word is saying to do? And here's the sixth test. 1 John 2:29 says, "If you know that He is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of Him." So that means, are you doing what is right or what is expedient, the quickest way out? The number seven test, so you can know for sure that you have eternal life in heaven, is, do you strive to maintain a pure life? 1 John 3 verse 3 says, "And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure." Now, I don't need to tell you about all of the temptations out there. All of us struggle every day, sometimes every hour or minute, to be pure in our thoughts, words, and deeds. As an example, here's something most people run into most every day when out and about. Members of the opposite sex. Scripture says, if we look lustfully at that person, it's the same thing as having committed adultery. So one of the ways to combat lust is the look straight ahead and don't look twice rule. If someone pops into your field of vision, look straight ahead and don't look twice. And here's test number eight, so you can know for sure that you have eternal life in heaven. Do you see a decreasing pattern of sin in your life? 1 John 3, 5-6 says, "You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him." Now, what this refers to is not continuing in sin as a way of life, not a total absence of sin, which would be impossible for us to do. Test number 9, so you can know for sure that you have eternal life in heaven. Do you really show love for other Christians? 1 John 3:14 in the NIV version says, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death." And here's test number 10. Do you walk the walk or just talk the talk? 1 John 3:18 and 19 says, "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him." And now the 11th item on the checklist. So you can know for sure that you have eternal life in heaven. Can you maintain a clear conscience? 1 John 3, verse 21 in the God's Word translation says, "Dear friends, if our conscience doesn't condemn us, we can boldly look to God." And the final test on the checklist that we find is found in 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5. "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood." So the question is, do you feel victory in your walk with God? No matter how bad things get sometimes, do you feel God has your back, that He is fighting your battles where you can't? So how did you do on the test? If you can answer yes to at least a majority of the tests, your life is showing the fruits of true salvation, and no one can snatch you away. When we are in Christ, we have the assurance that we are kept by Him. Did you know that Jesus himself prayed for us? In John 17:15, the NIV version says, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." And in John 10:27-28, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Now you know how to know if you are really saved. If you haven't already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you think, you know, one of these days I'll get around to it, just not now, you may not have a second chance. Anyone who dies before accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is doomed to live eternity in hell. Jesus says in Matthew 25:41, "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Jesus is talking about those who refuse to accept him as their Lord and Savior. So I urge you not to put off the decision of where you are going to spend eternity. Like I said, it is your choice. You get to choose where. If you'd like to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior right now, I'll lead you in this prayer, and you can say this prayer out loud, or you could say it to yourself if you like, or just simply say, "Me too, Lord. Jesus, please come into my life. I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. I believe you are the true Son of God who rose from the dead. Forgive me of my sins." If you just took that step and you really mean it in your heart, congratulations, and would you let me know about it? Email me, john@treasuretop.com. That's john@treasuretop.com. And you can subscribe to our podcast by going to treasuretop.com. And if you'd like to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ, you can go to the website treasuretop.com and press the Give button on the top menu. I just want to say thank you for all of you who have helped us and who continue to help us spread the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support. And I also know in times like these, many of you are unable to give financial support, and that's okay, because I never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's really between you and God, not between you and me. And as you know, I don't take a salary. I do this for free. And if you're unable to give, please pray for Treasure Top, that we are responsible, at least in part, for getting more people into heaven. And if you've never given a gift to Treasure Top, please pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to provide what my pastor once said, real hope for real people in the real world. It's Pastor John Haggard saying blessings to you and your loved ones. And we will listen together next time on this podcast.